Now, with the easing of coronavirus restrictions, school children are gradually returning to the classroom, at least in part, much to the relief of parents. Distance learning has proved challenging for many students, especially for foreign children struggling with the Czech language. And Brian Kennedy will tell you more about that.
Our daughter understands Czech, but she speaks it poorly. We have to send her to a lady for tutoring. This is quite often the case for children in primary schools whose parents speak another language at home, such as this Vietnamese couple you just heard from. According to the nonprofit group Meta, which helps young migrants integrate into society, 3 out of 4 children do need some language tutoring. Meta program director Kristina Titjerova says keeping regular tutoring with foreign children is essential so they don't fall further behind due to restrictions in place off and on since the spring due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Teaching Czech as a second language must be maintained because children need regular practice to be at the communicative level. It's been an even more burning issue since March. There are also many children who arrived in this country in September or later whose schools don't want to enroll now because of what they see as a difficult transitional period.
Martin Schuch, who leads the language tutoring program at a Prague primary school, notes that this is less of an issue for the youngest children, who are quick to pick up the language. At the same time, teachers cannot count on the parents being able to help their kids with their homework.
Czech really does come much faster for younger children than for older ones, who are still more shy, more afraid to talk. But small children will always slap something together and somehow find a way. Especially when children are little, communicating tasks is difficult for teachers. Their parents, on the other hand, can see what they are doing online, what teachers are asking for. Although many parents don't speak Czech well, they are learning with them.
Distance learning for children with different mother tongues is difficult not only for pupils and parents, but also for teachers. The National Pedagogical Institute advises schools to adapt tasks specifically to the children's abilities and to give easily understood and comprehensive instructions. Fortunately, after many weeks of distance learning, most primary school pupils returned to their classrooms on Monday. Those in the first and second grade, or who have special needs, returned a week earlier. From today, they were joined by third, fourth, fifth, and ninth grade pupils. A further easing of anti-coronavirus measures should be implemented in Czech schools next week. Students at secondary schools, conservatories, and vocational schools will alternate weekly between in-person and online lessons. University freshers can also return in groups of 20 at most.